people of God. Thanks be to God. Have you ever had favorite passages? Passages that call to you and call to you every single time that you think about something, or every time you're in that place where things aren't going right. Well, this passage is one of those for me. Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. It was the passage that when I was lost, spoke to me and I became found. But you know what the thing is about favorite passages? They keep teaching us each time we turn to them. This morning, as we turn into this passage, I want us to remember where we've come from in these chapters in Matthew. 2 weeks ago, as we looked at the end of Matthew, we looked at that great commission, and we were told to go and make disciples. And then last week, as we looked at the beginning part of chapter 11, when they were sent, we learned that there were those who are to receive, those who take in the ones who are sent. So we learned about sending, we learned about going, and we learned about receiving. And this week, we're going to learn what it means to be yoked. We're going to learn what it means to be yoked to Jesus and to learn from Him. So how this passage begins this morning, it opens with Jesus speaking to the crowds about their fickle desires when it comes to their prophets and their leaders. And I couldn't help but remember that today is the first day many will be in the pulpits of the churches they move to. In fact, a year ago today, it was my first time preaching to you. But I think about that process that we think we're choosing who is coming. And I think about a church in Spokane that was a Presbyterian church. And that church had a pastor who was so pastoral. He was there whenever anybody needed him. And the church decided, we don't need that kind of pastor. We want a pastor who can send us out into the mission field and do what Jesus called us to do. So they fired him. And they went through, in Presbyterian churches, they do a call system, and they went through that call system, and they called that passionate, mission-minded pastor, and he came, and he sent them on missions, and they said, we want someone more pastoral. And they fired him. So then the presbytery came in, and they said, you know what, we're not sending you anyone. You cannot call anyone until you come to grips with who you are and who's really in charge. And an interim pastor came in and spent 2 years with a congregation to help it come together and become unified in Christ. Isn't that what Jesus was talking about when he said, we played the flute for you and you did not dance. We wailed and you did not mourn. First, they wanted someone who was so astute and they got it, you know, in John the Baptist, but they thought he was crazy. And then they wanted someone more pastoral. They got it in Jesus, but then he spent too much time with those sinners. And that's, we have this problem, don't we? Of not only do we want to have spiritual leaders, we want spiritual leaders to lead us where we want them to go. Or where we think we want to go. But Jesus goes on to tell us that wisdom will show us who is the true leader and where God wants us to go. And then he deals with those consequences of having the teacher in our midst, but not following the teachings. Those cities that he mentioned, Jesus was there walking and talking and healing and doing the ministry he was called to do, but they did not want it. They rejected him. And he tells us what happens when we reject them. And then he goes on to pray. He offers us a challenge to stop attempting to control God in that prayer. Let us listen again to what is happening in that prayer. He says, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. We cannot know God's will no matter how much we study or apply our amazing intellects, because we all believe we have amazing intellects. We are only to surrender our will to God's and have faith, the faith of a child. As we told the children in Vacation Bible School at Shake It Up Cafe, to believe fully in Jesus and then to be resting in the assurance that power and control of our lives and of the world resides in Jesus. So after he has told us how fickle we are, after he has told us of the consequences of us thinking we could choose who could lead us spiritually, and after he has reminded us to believe fully in Jesus, he offers us an invitation. He says, come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. That's offered after calling out the leadership, bringing home whose lives are foremost in Jesus' heart, in God's heart. Those who are weary and carrying heavy burdens. Those who are the least, the last, the lost, the little ones. Now, I know all of us have had times when we are weary. Weary to the bone. Like Saturday morning after a lock-in after Vacation Bible School. But some of us can sleep in. I don't know who yet. Certainly not Amy. I haven't let her do that yet. Some of the weariness is eased by a day's rest. But there are those who live lives that are weary each and every day. Worrying about food. Worrying about shelter. Worrying about health. Worrying about safety. Worrying about employment. They never get any rest. Jesus is calling to them. Now, all of us also have had those times when our burdens feel very, very heavy. Some of us know that carrying a heavy burden is just for a season, because we've been through seasons and we know that things lighten. But there are those whose burdens are carried every day of their lives, and there is no one to share the burden with them. They are isolated and alone in their place of pain. They don't have a community that steps in when they need to step in. They don't have family to lift them up and carry that burden for them. Jesus is making that invitation to them. Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens. We often wonder how to do this, and then the next verse offers us some guidance. And this is the place where I began a new learning for myself. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Listen carefully. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. It isn't taking the yoke and then everything goes away and everything's resolved and everything is wonderful. There is that and learn from me. When we take the yoke Jesus offers us, it is a yoke that joins us to Christ, that we might become united with Christ. But it also is a part of sanctification, of learning to be like Christ, of moving into a place of holiness. So what does it mean to be yoked? Well, I did some research, and you get to hear about it. I went and looked at oxen and yokes. And it offered this opportunity to tell me that it's very important to fit the yoke to the oxen. Because if you don't fit it properly, they're going to be chafed. And their mouths will be chewed up by the bit. And that they you start when they're young and they grow, so guess what you have to do? You have to make new yokes each time they grow and learn. But because they start young and they're growing and they're learning, do you know what a training yoke looks like? There's the big ox that knows what it's doing, and there's the little one that is in training. All the traces are attached to the ox that knows what it's doing. And the young bullock follows along and learns as he's broken into, some of these words are really hard as Christians to hear, as he's broken into the yoke, because we've got to be broken into the yoke with Christ, as that ox, that bullock is broken into the yoke, the one who is doing all the work, who is leading and showing the way, is the older one, is Christ. But sometimes we're like stubborn children, and when we strain against the yoke, our backs get chafed. Our mouths get sore as we bite the bit because we don't want to go the way Christ is telling us to go. And they also said they can train you to a single yoke, but the training is a little bit more difficult. How many of us want to learn the lessons all by ourselves? We don't want to be yoked to Christ. We can do this our way. Well, that training takes a lot longer because you are not united with Christ and shown the way. But one last thing about yokes. All of us are yoked at some point. Whether we are yoked to Christ and learning with Christ how to be holy, or we are yoked to our jobs, we are yoked to our possessions, we are yoked to things that separate us from God. To whom or to what are you yoked? And I want you to also think this way. Because each yoke is individually made for each oxen, leadership, how we are called to work with Christ, how we are called to move in tandem with Christ, is different for each and every one of us. As we learn to be like Christ, we follow different paths because we are all given different gifts and abilities. And even just like children's shoes as they grow up in size, each time we learn more what it means to be like Christ and learn more about the gifts and graces Christ has given us, we change. The yoke changes. Our leadership role changes. Who we are as a child of God changes. But if we try to put on a yoke, a leadership role in the body of Christ that doesn't fit us, it will injure us. And we as the body won't be living up to our full potential. Because if someone is fighting the yoke, the whole mess doesn't go forward. That's not, mess is a real technical theological term. But the church can't move forward if we aren't in our right roles of leadership. Because we begin to fight the yoke and fight one another and fight Christ. In these 3 weeks, we have learned as disciples, we are sent into the world. As disciples, we are to receive the teachers sent to us. Today, we learn that whether we are the ones who go or the ones who offer hospitality, we are all yoked to Christ Jesus. A yoke that teaches us by doing the work with Christ Jesus, guiding the way. If you notice, it wasn't a classroom. It was the field. Those who came Sunday night and met Dr. Laura early, as she would tell you, you do the work and you learn from what you do. Dr. Laura Early is the pastor at All God's Children. So what are we called to do? Allow that to be your prayer focus this week. And Jesus' final words today remind us that saying yes is being yoked to Jesus. To being yoked to Jesus is the best choice we can make. Because he says, "For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our hymn of commitment